Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Imagine this. You're a woman. You're driving late at night. You get sleepy. So you pull over to one of those all-night convenience stores. You walk in to get yourself an energy drink. I've done this many times. It's just you and the guy in the convenience store. Unbeknown to you, he's a convicted rapist. You're alone with him. You make the mistake of thinking it's safe. Who would hire a convicted rapist to work a convenience store all night long? Who'd hire a pedophile to work at a daycare? A sex offender to work at a gynecologist's office? Or a mammogram shop? A thief to handle funds at a bank? You will, and you'll like it. That's the position of the Biden administration. The Biden administration's Department of Justice just sued Sheetz convenience stores. They're a large chain of 24/7 convenience stores that operates in six states, employs 23,000 people, because they made the mistake of criminally background checking people before they hired them. That is discriminatory, they say, since more minority candidates have criminal records. So what's the solution? No more background checks. Just hire them. If they win, companies all over the country could be forced to hire criminals unknowingly because they could be sued if they do a criminal background check. This is the insanity of the Biden administration. And listen to what the Department of Justice is asking here. As a remedy, they're asking that a lot of these criminals who were turned down for jobs be given back pay as if they worked there, jobs in some cases, and promotions to management that it is assumed they would have gotten had they been employed and not robbed the place blind. So, you know those Democrat mobs you see every day now on TV, and they're cleaning the shelves out at your, you know, favorite convenience store in your favorite blue area? Yeah, they'll be forced to hire them when they get out of prison to work at the store. Here's the ultimate irony, too, about this Sheetz situation. If you're a non-criminal who wasn't hired by Sheetz, you can't get back pay, automatic advancement into management, or a job by order of the court. Nope, just the criminals get that. But folks, this is part and parcel of what the Democrats are doing. They are creating special rights for what they perceive as a special criminal class, which apparently involves everyone from illegal immigrants to your everyday average criminal. The message to the American people is clear. You will not only rub elbows with illegal immigrants and the country's worst criminals because they're going to be out roaming the streets. They have a right to be in your workplace. You cannot background check them. You will make them a part of your life. And if you get hurt or killed, oh well. Even more ironic, the Department of Justice admits, according to NBC News, that Sheetz was not motivated by racial animus. They're not even alleging it. Nope, the civil rights lawsuit just accuses Sheets of discriminating against minority job seekers because it requires applicants to have no criminal record. And that's just not fair. But it's almost eerie. If you look across society right now, story after story after story has the same theme. With the Democrats trying to create special rights for anybody who wants to tear down society, whether that be the terrorists supporting, in some cases, actual terrorists have come to campus, Hamas, anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian mobs, to criminals in city after city. The takeover of university campuses, which increases every day, by pro-terrorist mobs who threaten violence against Jews if they don't actually conduct violence against Jews is just a symptom of this. It's a misplacement where, look, if you make the mob mad, your very existence is the problem. This is why you're seeing things like at Columbia. It's all a symptom of this. Like, for instance, instead of going in and brooming out the pro-Hamas supporters, many of whom, by the way, aren't even students at Columbia, students themselves, particularly Jewish students, are being told, hey, why don't you just go to school virtually so these people we refuse to remove won't hurt you? That's right. The management at Columbia has offered a virtual hybrid schedule so students too afraid to attempt to walk across campus, given the pro-terrorist mob, can simply attend online. With no thought whatsoever, hey, why don't we remove the pro-terrorist mob? You know, one of the best examples, if you want to boil that whole story down about what is going on with the anti-Semitic takeover of these college campuses, this captures it all. This captures the new mentality of the left. Have you heard about what happened to Columbia University business professor Shay Davidi? He's a business professor. He also happens to be Jewish. He's very outspoken about his pro-Israeli views. So he thought he would come to campus and participate in a peaceful counter-protest against the Hamas terrorists supporting Palestinian lunatics. So they've got the place pretty locked down, as you've seen on TV. But luckily, he's got an access card since he's an employee of the university. Well, he shows up after promoting his peaceful protest online, tries to use his card, and it won't work. It's been deactivated. He then goes nuts. There's great video of this.
I am a professor here.
Wait,
everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
Incredibly, he would later question the school's chief operating officer about why his card, his access card, had been deactivated. He was told he was, quote, not allowed on campus because we cannot ensure your safety. But Davidi said that's incredible because the university has, quote, ensured the safety of the students who are calling on Hamas to target Jewish students. Again, some of them aren't even students. Incredibly, Davidi said that his pass did work when he tried to access another campus. It's the Manhattanville campus where the protests weren't. So he says, you know, they're going to let me in to go teach as long as I don't go to where the protests are. Apparently that's just for Hamas and their supporters. The situation is so out of hand that a Columbia University rabbi warned Jewish students not to come back to campus, that it was too dangerous for them. Most Americans don't understand what they're watching here, but Lily Tang Williams does. We've talked about this before on the Battleground America podcast. She was born in China, smack in the middle of Mao's Cultural Revolution. She was a child when it was going on, but she remembers it vividly. Its bizarre moral system, which we see more and more every day. What happened in China is happening here. In China, every member of Chinese society was assigned to one of 10 classes. There were 5 oppressor classes and 5 oppressed classes. Those in the oppressed classes could literally commit crimes against those in the oppressor classes and get away with it. She saw a stark example of this one day at school where one of the teachers who was a member of the oppressor class was physically attacked, assaulted beaten and spat upon by the kids to such an extent she was soaking wet afterward. None of the kids were punished. Why? They were in the oppressed classes. None of the other teachers stopped it. Why? They were in the oppressed classes, all except this one teacher. No charges were ever filed. Assault is okay as long as you're in the right class and the person you're doing it against is not. She said there's even a Chinese word that's very similar to the word woke that describes all this. We're living through this, folks. This is what you're watching.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you're a criminal, even a rapist, bad person, pedophile, and you want to work at a daycare, well, the logic of, you know, maybe background checking you before you get a job, that goes out the window. All that matters is your class. And to the Democrats, criminals are part of the oppressed class and thus have a right to be in places and ultimately to even hurt others who are part of oppressor classes. We call this the dual justice system in America, but this is actually what we're looking at. And this is why on college campuses where the Marxism has dug in deep, the leadership is literally petrified to remove people calling for the death of Jews, people who are not even students. Why? Because they're oppressed classes. Jews who are viewed as being white are part of an oppressor class. You would never side with an oppressor class over an oppressed class, no matter how many crimes the oppressed class commits. By the way, she said, in China, one of the few ways you could change your classes was by disowning your family. So if they were oppressor class and you disown them, maybe even turn them over to the government to be imprisoned or killed, you could be rewarded with oppressed class status, which would then allow you to commit crimes if you wanted to against the oppressor classes. This is literally the system you're watching unfold before your eyes. Now, who is the ultimate member of the oppressor class? You'd think it'd be Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And actually, in reality, it is. But no, it's Donald Trump. He committed the ultimate crime. He challenged them successfully. That's why we're seeing this bizarre juxtaposition in court where Trump's trial has begun. Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, who admits he voted for Hillary, points out Hillary committed the exact same crime that Trump is currently being charged with and tried for. What she did was pay campaign funds to a foreign national. That is a felony. In addition, Hillary's campaign lied about it being a legal expense, literally the same crime that Trump committed or is said to have committed. That is a misdemeanor. Now, in Trump's case, the statute of limitations has expired. In her case, it has not. And she paid, her campaign paid the foreign national behind the Steele dossier to create the Russia collusion hoax. In other words, election meddling. But what was Trump accused of in the opening statements of his trial? Election meddling, election interference by what? paying off Stormy Daniels and another woman. Yet you don't see Hillary, who literally meddled with the help of the FBI and the CIA, charged or tried for any of this. Why? Because she, being a Democrat, is, of course, in the oppressed class. Once you see this distinction, you can't unsee it. It's everywhere in our society now, particularly in blue areas. Here's Turley describing the absurdity of this on Fox News.
This is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know, remember when they funded the Steele dossier, which they denied to reporters, they put it as a legal expense. And then they fought the eventual fine that they received from the federal government, saying, but it was a legal expense. But now you've got some of the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory.
What are they creating here? Ultimately, the goal, I think, is a country where the mob, the liberal mob, can do whatever it pleases as long as it is done to perceived members of the oppressor class. That'd be me and you. And if you resist them, well, I direct your attention to what's going on in Arizona right now in their liberal-run state court, where we have a rancher who had illegal immigrant cartel members who regularly fired shots at him and his wife, who have gotten in shootouts on his property, who have smuggled human beings and drugs on his property, and yes, who've even murdered people and left bodies on his property, pointed an AK-47 at him. He shot in the air, he says. The next day, he found a dead illegal immigrant on his property, so he called the police. The liberal Arizona courts, led by a liberal prosecutor, are prosecuting him for murder, even though they don't have the bullet that killed the illegal immigrant and have no way to know if the shot he fired in the air came down and killed that illegal or if some other illegal killed that illegal, who, by the way, is a known cartel member and human smuggler. What is the message here? You will not interfere with our future voters. You will not interfere with them using your land lawlessly. You, as a landowner and a white man, are a member of the oppressor class, and the illegals, criminal though they may be, as scared as you may be of them, have privilege. And the criminality doesn't matter at all of these illegals. That is the message they are sending to ranchers. Incredibly, though, they were not able to get the conviction that they wanted yet. Rancher George Kelly's trial ended in a 7-1 vote, a hung jury. By the way, 7 for a not guilty verdict, 1 for a guilty of second degree verdict. But Kelly is now facing the prospect of a second trial and a potential trial by the Department of Justice. Why? Again, the message must be sent to those along the border. We will wreck you if you don't sit in your house, hunker down, and let them break the law on your property. And yes, this is going to send the message to the illegals who are part of the oppressed class that under the Democrats, they could do whatever the hell they want to ranchers. That's not a bug of this. That's a feature. That is the message the Department of Justice is deliberately sending, both to George Kelly, ranchers along the border, and the managers and executives of the Sheetz convenience store chain. Crime, as we thought of it, is gone. The only judgment system is the class system, and the whole court system will be bent to support it. Here's how that looks to a 1990s liberal like Jonathan Turley commenting on the opening day of Trump's trial.
I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.